Visit whatsmypolitics.us. You're listening to What's My Politics, bringing you U.S. civic news scan, pocketbook rules, and voting in plain English. We'll cover what happened, why it matters, and what to watch next. It's Labor Day, so there were few new federal actions today. The biggest live national stories are court fights over how people can vote in the November 3 midterms, plus recent federal actions affecting healthcare access and military families' fees. The practical theme is simple. Courts and agencies are making decisions now that could affect ballots, medical care, and household bills later. Here are today's headlines. Headline 1. White House renews Supreme Court request to enforce new mail ballot rules. On September 6, the Trump administration again asked the U.S. Supreme Court to let the Postal Service enforce new requirements for mail ballots before the November 3 midterm election. A federal judge has blocked the plan for now. The administration says the rules concern mail preparation and would not decide who can vote or which ballots count. Democratic state officials and voting rights groups argue the changes are unlawful and too late for states to carry out safely. What to watch? Whether the Supreme Court grants an emergency stay and whether states scheduled to begin ballot mailings on September 9th and the following week change any procedures.
Headline 2. Appeals Court keeps federal citizenship check database blocked before midterms. A federal appeals court panel on September 5th declined to lift a lower court order blocking the Department of Homeland Security from using its expanded SAVE immigration status database to check citizenship information on state voter rolls before the November 3rd election. The panel's majority said the system's use could violate federal protections for Social Security information and raised concerns that inaccurate records could lead eligible voters to be questioned or removed. One judge dissented. What to watch? The administration can seek review from the full appeals court or the Supreme Court. Separate litigation involving state access to the database is also continuing.
Headline 3. Missouri redistricting dispute adds a new Supreme Court filing. The U.S. Supreme Court docket in Missouri's congressional map dispute shows that two Missouri voters filed a friend of the court brief on September 7. Missouri is asking the court to pause a Missouri Supreme Court decision that stopped the state's newer congressional map from being used this November unless voters approve it in a referendum. What to watch? The court asked for a response by noon Eastern on September 7. Watch for a stay order or a denial. Either could determine whether Missouri uses the newer map or the prior map this fall.
Headline 4. HHS awards $11.2 million to plan rural and tribal doctor residency programs. The Department of Health and Human Services announced September 4 that it awarded $11.2 million to help develop 15 new physician residency programs in rural communities across 14 states. The money is for planning and launching programs in fields including family medicine, internal medicine, psychiatry, preventive medicine, and general surgery. What to watch? Which communities receive the awards? When the programs win accreditation, and whether they can secure Medicare, Medicaid, state, or private funding to continue after the planning grants end.
Headline 5. Justice Department challenges Maryland vehicle fees charged to military families. The Justice Department said September 3 that it sent Maryland transportation officials a letter demanding that they stop collecting non-resident vehicle permit fees from service members and spouses when those families already have vehicles registered in their home states. The department says the fees violate the Federal Service Members Civil Relief Act and amount to double charging families who move to Maryland on military orders. What to watch? Whether Maryland's transportation department changes its policy, issues refunds, or disputes the Justice Department's interpretation of the federal law.
Visit whatsmypolitics.us first. Use my representatives to find federal, state, and local officials. Then compare their public records with the issues that matter to you. Now, back to the briefing.
That's today's briefing from whatsmypolitics.us. Follow the linked sources, verify updates with the responsible government office, and make your own call. We'll see you tomorrow. whatsmypolitics.us, a smarter way to apply technology.